Jr., Dylan Owens of the Hillsboro Hawks wrestling team, joining us now as we continue our dream team coverage here on regional radio, our interviews. And first off, Dylan, congratulations on being a dream team member. Just kind of tell us how it felt when you first heard the news.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate the congratulations and all that. And it felt amazing knowing that I was part of such a prestigious award kind of thing, knowing that I'm on something called the Dream Team and everything. I remember my coach first told me about it. I was really hoping I'd be able to get on it, knowing that there's a lot of other good wrestlers that are probably nominated.
Yeah, you talk about it, and it's not only just in the Jefferson County, but the whole J98 listening area. So you're one of 10 of the best wrestlers in their whole listening area that, you know, goes up to as far as Arnold all the way down towards St. Genevieve as well and schools in between. So a terrific honor for you. Tell us a little bit about how you found out and heard the news. Were you listening to the show? Did you hear it on Twitter, or did you get wind from your coaches?
It was a little bit of the Twitter and getting it from my coaches. I remember I was on Twitter, and I saw some stuff for the basketball and football players, some kids that I'm following, they were posting about and everything. And I was like, oh boy, I remember hearing about that last year. I was like, that'd be cool if I made that team. And I remember I think it was that same day or the day after, my coach walked up to me. He's like, hey, you heard of that Dream Team, the J98 Dream Team thing? And I was like, yeah, what about it? He's like, well, you're nominated for it right now. You might be on the team. I was like, oh, seriously? He's like, yeah, just pay attention and I'll tell you what's going on next week or so. So it's pretty amazing whenever, like, just it all kind of fell into place, like, within a couple days.
Yeah, that is awesome. So it kind of sounds like you hadn't put much thought into it, and then all of a sudden you had the thought, oh, that'd be cool, and then it happened. So kind of surreal how quick it hit, huh?
It was really cool how it all just, out of nowhere, I was like, oh, that'd be cool, and the next thing I knew, I was part of it. I was like, oh, sweet.
Yeah, and then, Dylan, for you, obviously a junior this year. You'll be back next year as well to continue, but when you look back on your wrestling season as a junior, just what things kind of stand out to you?
Well, I remember last year I went in the tournament. I wasn't ranked in the state at all. I was on and off the rankings in the top eight. I was eight, and then I'd be off, and I'd get on back on. It was just off and on. I remember going to the state tournament. I was just hoping to even place top six, and when I took a returning finalist into double overtime, lost, and then I remember I wrestled back to the blood round, the bubble match, and I remember I lost that match when I was winning it, actually. And so when I came back this year, I just set my goals as high as I could. I was like, you know what, I want a top three finish. That's what it started out as. But after about a month, I was like 10-15-0 or something like that. And I was talking to some of my coaches, and I was like, you know what? No, my goal is to undefeated title is what I was shooting for. I fell just short of it. But, I mean, what stood out was, I guess, like, the improvements I made over the summer. All the wrestling I did over the summer really came and showed.
Yeah, what were some of those improvements that you made that you worked on?
Well, last year, one thing I focused on from last year to this year a lot was my shot defense. And up until my finals match at state, I hadn't given up a single point at neutral, and so that was one thing that really helped out. It was all summer. I was doing a lot of freestyle and stuff, so it was a lot of working at neutral and making sure you don't give up any points or any stupid moves, and that was one thing because in my bubble round last year at state, I did something stupid and I gave up back points, and that's how I lost that match. So all summer I focused on not really, like, doing anything unnecessary.
Yeah, Yeah, Dylan Owens joining us to the Hillsboro Wrestling team, part of our Dream Team interview. And Dylan, now that you've seen this season and you got oh so close, what are you going to work on and what have you been working on, I guess, to prepare yourself for that senior, your last kind of hurrah at the high school level to hopefully try and get that state crown?
One thing I've been working on a lot is I want to get stronger, so I'm going to – I took a little bit of a break, but now that I've had my little time off, I'm going to be getting really heavy into the weight room more. I've been in the wrestling room still since season ended, and I'm going to start progressively getting in there more and more. It was 2 days a week. Now it's like 3 days a week. And next week I want to be in there 4 to 5 times a week, and I'm going to start doing tournaments again because I want to get better from, like, my bottom and top position. I want to be able to turn anyone. So I'm going to be really working hard on turns and near fall and stuff like that, being able to get those pinning combinations.
Yeah, and Dylan, for you, how about your teammates and things of that nature? Anybody out there that you wrestle with on a pretty regular basis that you guys kind of push each other back and forth?
Oh, my best friend, Nick Short, he's our 113-pounder. he's a phenomenal wrestler, and I know, like, this year he had a rough draw at state, but you can ask anyone. He's just as good as any kid in his bracket. Every single kid in his bracket's a one-point match. It's just wherever you fell. And I know that me and him were constantly going at it in the wrestling room, and it's one reason why I make so many gains, and I know that I push him, too. I know next year he's shooting for a title, even though he hasn't placed yet. He knows that he's good enough. I know he's good enough. And so having someone like that really pushes, really helps, knowing that, like every Tuesday, me and him are just rolling out mats, and just me and him are wrestling for 2 hours. Just me and him just going live for 2 hours, just on our own.
Right on. Does that make it easier to train a little bit, get more focused and mentally kind of strong, knowing you got another guy pushing you?
Yeah, it's really cool to have someone that has the same goals as you and wants to get better just as much as you do. So it's really easy knowing that it's like, hey, let's just go and wrestle. And neither of us ever bat an eye. We're like, all right, sweet, let's get after it.
That's great. Hey, Dylan, before I let you go here, just anybody you'd like to thank or any final thoughts here on being a dream teamer here in your junior year on the wrestling team?
Yeah, I'd like to thank all of AAU, all of HWC. I'd like to thank all my coaches that I had in Little League for getting me where I am. I'd like to thank all the parents that have supported me from back when I was 8 years old. I'd like to thank my parents. And I'd most importantly like to thank my current high school coaches, Coach Mitchell, Coach Freeman, and Coach Hosey and Coach Waddle. I'd like to thank all of them for everything they've done for me. I know that if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have gotten this far.
Well, Dylan, hey, once again, want to give you another congratulations on being a Dream Team wrestler this year in the 2016-17 season.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
That's Junior Dylan Owens, a Dream Team wrestler here for the winter sports. He will be honored on Sunday, April 9th at North County High School amongst the rest of the Dream Teamers. So once again, Dylan Owens from Hillsboro, continuing our coverage of Dream Team interviews here on Regional Radio.